first got off the Mayflower south of Ypsilanti, I hitched my fortune to an unlikely-looking piece of bottomland which had a shack, a large shed, or small barn, depending on your agricultural perspective, a chicken coop, doghouse, and a pen for some rabbits. Better than raw land, I figured, but not by much. Those early years, I mostly hunkered down and tried to stay warm. Some folks would just look at this and shake their heads. Can't say I blame them, but looking back now, 35 years, I'm glad I bit it off. Occasionally, I'd get friends coming up to see the estate. We were all pretty much layabouts from our days driving school buses in the big city. Not big dreamers, just slackers getting high on getting by, or so the song goes. We were an aimless bunch, lacking in ambition and drive, plenty short on cash, but optimistic the future would play out all right for us. Why, I couldn't say, just that a good positive attitude might, in the end, carry the day. I guess we drank the Kool-Aid, or if we hadn't, we were more than willing. Some of those weekends, come nightfall, we'd load up the VW bus and motor into town, figuring to catch some Stamwoodopoulos nightlife. Rudy the Banjo King played every Saturday night at the hotel, but once was plenty, and so we went to the other side of town to see what the Sportsman and the Sundance and the East Side had to offer a half dozen of us thirsty revelers. First tavern up, the Sportsman, we ordered schooners of tap beer. A minute later, every bar stool was empty and we were alone with the scowling bartender. A couple of beers, some pool, we moved next door. Our absentee bar stool pals were all there waiting, I guess, for us to bring the party. We bellied up to the bar, ordered pitchers, and watched our fellow revelers finish their beers and head for the door. About a half a dozen fellas exiting. Was it something we said? The bartender took our money, but offered no clues. An hour later, we were at the East Side, a little shotgun of a place, shuffleboard half its width. The locals kindly gave us their stools, tipped their hats, and left, once again. Some places the drinking establishments are lively, a democratic conviviality. Alcohol has its negatives, but for loosening up inhibitions, it's tried and true. I've lived here now 35 years. I've been to every drinking establishment that's come and gone, lived and died. The missus says you can't judge a town by its saloons, and she's a historian, but I say you can. I could live here longer than Methuselah on scotch and soda, and I tell you what, it's way more fun to drink alone, which is what we got in spades down here on the south end.